Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Welcome to Enter the Light. Thanks for tuning in to us. It's Lynn here, and I'm here with Ryan Adragna, Jan Drake-Bakke, Lori Connell, and Sue Fields-Dalamonte. And we're going to be looking at the topic of fear, and specifically anxiety, one of the ongoing symptoms of fear-based behaviors. Not that we're any experts at beating it, because everybody, no matter what line of work you're in, we go through it, and we're just going to talk about our own takes on it. And first of all, though, Lori Connell is going to give us a little bit of information about the new moon we're in right now. So, Lori, take it away.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Yes, we are in the new moon, which is in Libra right now. It actually started on the 19th, which was yesterday. And this will be calling us to find balance in our lives. Libra is represented by the keeper of the scales, which means whenever we have strong Libra energy, we're called upon to put balance, you know, back in our routines, or to find balance in our routines and within our heart and mind. This new moon will be helping you and I to understand how we are choosing to spend our energies. So with that in mind, just, you know, whatever is off key in your life, you know, which is off balance, call upon the new moon and try to get that back in sync. That's basically all I have about the new moon. So I know I've heard a lot of people, it's throwing them off. It hasn't really done anything to me, but that's what I've heard. So,
yeah, I've heard there's a few little rituals people can do under the new moon. Is there a money spell I've heard of? Something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, what little rituals can you do in the new moon just to give the universe a boost?
You can do the money spell, or you can do your intentions on paper. Either or works, but you want to make sure you do it outside, you know, with open flames.
Probably, eh? Yeah.
You know, well, you know some people, but.
Yeah, that's a good safety tip there, Lori. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And I guess, it's a new beginning, a new start, so I guess clean up your loose ends and carry on.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
Yeah. So that's neat. Yeah, I think I'll go out and just howl at it a bit tonight after the show. So, Jan, you've got some new poetry for us.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Welcome to our show. Actually, these are poems that talk about some of the anxiety that I've had. And they're just short poems. And then there's a peace poem done by my cousin Jimmy at the end. So anyway, I'll just read off these here that are a little bit that talk about stuff. And the first one's called You Don't. And it goes, you don't have to say anything about anything that you don't want to. You don't have to say anything about anyone, about yourself, anytime, anywhere, any place, with anyone, ever. And that's that one.
Neat.
And sometimes that has been a problem for me, because sometimes I really just don't want to say anything about anything to anyone. And sometimes people don't understand that. And that's okay, too, you know. And then there's times when it's good to express yourself more. But I find I get a little anxious with that. I have a little problem with some of that sometimes, because I hold things in probably too much, and so I need to let go a little bit. But so anyway, that's one of them. And then there's another one called Love. Love is all there is. And this one goes, people think one way or another way. They all think they are all correct, right way, wrong way. There is none. Love is all there is. What is love? So that's another thing that idea that gives me some anxiety sometimes too, because there's so many different philosophies and so many religions and so many ways of thinking of things, and everybody has their way and we all think it their way. And so, and I, in my life, in just in my personal life, I've had these confrontations about this a lot. So it has been a source of anxiety for me. Anyway, through the years, I've learned to let go and just realize that we all have our own way and it's all okay. So, and so this one's called A New Song. And it goes, we blend into a new song, our hearts of a kind. Some of us didn't think we belonged, but we are still of one mind. There was silent pain in every breath, a heavy atmosphere, it was death. Now we blend into a new song, with hearts of a kind. Those who touched us deeply, with tears to remind. Fly, music, fly. Love can be a soft melody in the wind, or strong rhythms in the sky that kiss us with a rainbow as we sigh. So that's been also another thing of, for me in my life, I sometimes haven't known where I belong, and I've gotten confused even, and I've been so, and that happens to a lot of people. Sometimes we don't know who loves us, or we don't know, we don't think we love us, and we don't know who loves us, and so we go maybe from one group or one situation to the next. And so that's been something for me that's given me anxiety. Okay, and then my cousin Ginny, sent me, her name is Virginia Gavin. She sent me a little poem, and she put it on the back of the envelope. It's just a sweet peace poem. It's really sweet, but she's an artist. She draws. She's brilliant, and she can write, and she's just, and I love the way she'll send me stuff, because it won't always be, it'll be in different types of places, you know. And so she put it on the back of the envelope, and it goes, peace be with you, let peace carry you, let peace love you, may peace make you smile, hold peace in your hands, hold peace in your heart, hold peace in your eyes, and never let it go. And that's by Virginia Gavin.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jen.
There we go. You're welcome.
Yeah. That's
thank you.
That's a really talented family you've got. You've got other writers going on there too. So,
oh yeah, there's a lot of writers in our family. Definitely. Oh, and
wow.
All kinds of other stuff too. Yeah, we have a lot of artists in the family.
Well, that's probably why you have trouble with anxiety, because you feel everything so much, you know.
I know. I think.
Don't worry, you're an artist. You're just sensitive.
Yeah.
It's not anything bad.
That's basically it too. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think
you're not alone,
artists.
Jen. Holy cow. Yeah, so many people are feeling the same. But anyways, on the topic of anxiety, I just thought we'd go around the board and just get everybody's take on just anxiety, how you deal with it, how it happens for you, and how we help others with it. And if Ryan doesn't mind starting off.
Yeah,
Ryan.
Sure. Yeah, you know, anxiety. Well, let me back up from anxiety for a little bit here, and just make the comment that all thought forms, whether they are positive or negative in nature, they're all energy. So, if you're feeling happy, joy, then you're going to extrude that from your energy field and give that to others as a positive thought form. Anxiety is a negative thought form. And it stems from the lack of, I'll put that in quotes, lack of boundaries around a person, in which they simply are absorbing other people's negative thoughts. And when someone says, I had a bad day, or my boss yelled at me, you pick up that negative thought form that they said, and it builds up in you. Or if someone says, you know, I got fired, or I got a flat tire, or so all these negative thought forms that you pick up from people, and it could be from someone at the gas station or a family member, someone random, you never know. But all that stuff, all those negative thought forms build up in you and create this anxiety, and a lot of this stuff isn't in your control. It's not in your control. And that's where the anxiety comes in, is where we say, boy, yeah, I'd love to change the world. I'd love to change the rotation of the earth. I'd love to do this, that, or the other thing. And you can't do anything about it. You can't control it. Everyone has free will. The birds have free will. Lizards have free will. Everyone that has a spirit conscious has a free will. And the anxiety comes in where the fact that you want to control that stuff. You want to control, but you can't. So people need to realize that just let it go and give everything to the universe and say, you know what? I can only control what I do in my own life. And, I've worked on many, many customers in terms of anxiety, and their biggest issue is they're overreaching themselves, and they're worried about trying to I wouldn't say control other people's lives, but they're worried about how other people are living their lives. And I think Jan mentioned it best in that poem. You don't have any control over what someone says or does outside of yourself. And so once you come to realize that, the anxiety level kind of drops a little bit. So, yeah, that's all I've got. I hope that makes a little sense. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I thought it made total sense. Didn't you guys?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, just whoever feels like going next, go next. Anxiety?
Okay, I will.
Go.
Okay.
Lori,
okay.
Go.
Yeah. I used to have a lot of problems with anxiety. Actually, a lot of my anxiety was about being perfect, trying to be perfect, trying to be a people pleaser, trying to control people. I've learned to not do that. I used to take medicine for that, for my anxiety and such, but I'm medicine free now. In the last few years, I've made a lot of changes with diet, situations, and so forth. So that's helped me, you know, to deal with my anxiety, but worrying too about situations. And I noticed too, it isn't just one thing that causes, one factor that causes anxiety. It's usually triggered by a combination of things. Could be nervousness, tension, you know, breathing, being tired, different factors through these a few years back. But it's usually my problem is being around too many people, a lot of negative people that bring me down, and I just want to change them, and I know I can't. So I just change my thought process, I guess. And, you know, we're all human and we all make mistakes and we're all here to learn from each other. So that's how I've dealt with anxiety.
That's awesome, Lori.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Lori. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
I know anxiety for me, I suffered a lot like Lori did, trying to think that I had to be perfect for everybody else, and I learned that I only have to be good enough for me. And I know that I am good enough, so I've been able to deal with that. But also, so many of us out there that are light workers and empaths pick up so much from everybody else. And I've learned myself, when I start feeling anxious, I do deep breathing and ask the universe, is this mine or someone else's? If it's somebody else's, release it. And if it's mine, I try to figure out what is causing the anxiety. And then I also learned I will touch my third eye and use it as a stop button. I touch my third eye and say stop or enough. And I'm able to release it that way. So we just all really have to learn our own techniques. If it's meditation or aromatherapy, crystals, talking it out with somebody else, whatever works best for you, just try to let it go that way. But it can be debilitating at times too. So we just have to remember that we are good enough and try to let it go that way.
I totally agree, Sue. I love what you're saying. I love what everybody is saying here. Yep. Do you have more?
I'm done.
Okay. Well, I guess for me, the anxiety pretty much started as soon as I entered this life. And so it's been a big part of my life. And I've just had to learn how to, I'm still learning how to deal with it. For me, I was always very athletic, so that took a lot of the anxiety out. And I was always able to do so many things and put a lot of the anxiety into that, a lot of activities. And but then as life goes on, anxiety catches up if you don't know how to deal with certain situations, or if certain situations have happened to you that were so intense that you have anxiety all the time. And you have to deal with a lot of things in that way. And I've had to be on medicine too. I don't have to anymore, but I still have anxiety. And so I do a lot of meditation, and meditation really helps, and so does being outside in nature. And then for me, also writing poems is a big, huge help. I write poetry, just completely takes away anxiety for me. So I do it all the time, and it's just so helpful. But I don't think that I'm over it yet, the anxiety. I'm still trying to learn how to live with it, and I'm still trying to learn how to deal with it. Even though I do this kind of work, you know, and I'm really good at telling people how to not have anxiety, and I know how to help people and stuff. But I'm still learning how to help myself, you know. And so it's just I guess it's been a lifelong thing for me. And as I get better, then I'll be able to share with my clients how I get better and all that, and that'll be good. And in the meantime, while I'm sharing with my clients, I can relate to them. So, but yeah, it's a huge subject, and We all have it, so we all deal with it in different ways, and we're all working at it. So anyway, that's my answer.
I wanted to just say one thing too. We are not condoning in any way that if you need medication to stay balanced, we're not saying go off your meds. We're just saying that it's possible to work with your anxiety in different ways. But if you're on meds for a reason, don't just go off them, you know, that can be dangerous. I just wanted to share a little thing I read on Elisa Medusa's blog today, and it really speaks to it. It's a little thing by Lao Tzu, and it goes, if you are depressed, you're living in the past. If you are anxious, you're living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the moment. And just want to end with that.
Sure.
Yeah.
So love that.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, that Lao Tzu, he could write. So we've been keeping our callers holding on. Shall we take a caller?
Sure.
770?
Yeah. Which one?
Okay. 770? Yeah, I'm sorry, Jen, I picked it up. I'm just so excited tonight.
Good, thank you.
So
I don't need to. You're right ahead. I'll be here if you need me.
Oh,
hello.
No, stick around. Take the easy chair. So hi there, 770. Could we get your name, please?
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Thanks for your patience. We went on a bit long today. Did you have a question for us?
Well, I see that each one of you has your own little niche of what you do.
We're like a chocolate box.
Yeah. and I've never listened to your show.
Oh, well, welcome.
So I really don't know what you guys do.
Well, is there anything you're wondering about in your life that's making you curious about anything, or do you just want us a general reading for you?
A general reading would be nice.
All righty. Well, I think we were going to start with Lori, and Lori's doing card readings tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. 1 second. I lost
okay.
my earbud.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Hi, Sandy. This is Lori.
Hi.
Okay. I pull cards, so I'm going to start. These are flower oracle cards, so I'll just give you a brief reading on this card, and then we do a round table, and each person takes a turn to read the caller. So that's how this works on our show. So the card that I pulled from my deck is Communicate with Your Angels, and this flower is the Bird of Paradise. It says, you have the ability to connect with the beings of love who surround you. Communicate with your angels and deliver their healing messages to others. So that's basically, and the colors on these cards that are showing up pretty prominent is the color orange. I don't know if that has any significance, I mean, if you like that color, if you like that flower, but that's the message that comes from the angels, from my cards to you. And I will then pass you on to, I believe it's Lynn, will take the next reading.
Okay, thank you.
You're
Alrighty.
Welcome.
Okay, so Sandy, just briefly, the way I work, I get images, I get names, dates. Right now for you, I have drawn the image of a river. And I'm drawing you way down the river here and closer up to where I am perspective-wise. There's a bridge. And the message that I'm getting from that is there's some... I'm sorry? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I thought I'd lost you there. This bridge, what the message I'm getting here is, like, there's something you need to do to get across a river, like there's something you're trying to achieve or attain, and you don't have to wade across the river and get all yucky and swim and stuff. If you just look around a bit further, you'll see the bridge, and this bridge will take you right across to where you need to be. And I also get, and this is all circled together in the same circle, the name Samuel, the sign of Aries, and the number 10. So those would all work together somehow. Okay? And I'll leave that to you to figure out what that means. And I believe Sue was next, right?
Okay.
Yes, I am. Hi, and, Sandy. This is Sue.
Thank you. Yeah.
Have you been considering a career change?
Well, I'm not even working. I've been out not working for years, and I guess what I'm considering is getting my jewelry making started.
Okay, because that might go in with that, because I was picking up a career transition and something to do with learning new things. So that could be with jewelry. And right now during the moon cycle with this new moon, I want you to go outside under the moon and talk to the universe and say exactly what it is that you want to do and release it all right out into the universe. This is the perfect time with this new moon to start your new transition. So don't hold back any longer. Jump forward with it, with your jewelry making and all that, and you might even end up teaching jewelry making, because I was getting teaching and learning.
Okay.
right now is the perfect time to take advantage of all the energy that the universe has to offer. We have the new moon. We have meteor showers for the next couple of nights. So go outside and just, I want to start making my jewelry by this date. I want this to be successful. Whatever it is that you want, be very specific. Write it down and burn it, or just say it out loud and release it into the universe, and it's all going to come true. It's going to come back to you exactly what you want.
Okay.
It's the time to move forward with it. And that's what I have for you, hon. I hope it helps.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn you over to Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Sandy. How you doing? This is Ryan.
Okay.
Good. Well, hey, I like they say in The Wizard of Oz, I'm the horse of a different color. I pick up on energy fields. I don't read people when it comes to spirits coming in, but I can pick up on energy fields. I do read that, and I do channel through the spirit world. And what I can tell you is that and don't take this the wrong way, because when I channel the spirit world, they call a spade a spade. They're very blunt, but they're very honest, and they're always right. I've never had anything get messed up, but I'll tell you this much. Please don't take offense, but what I'm picking up on you is the word, the first word that I heard was skepticism.
Yeah?
Skepticism is in the forefront of your mind right now. This is going to go back to Lynn's analogy of trying to cross that river. Well, you're skeptical about doing that. And this will be a little bit of a chore, a little bit of a work. And what you need to do is you need to, you have to kind of lower your, I don't want to say force field, your energy field, but lower your resistance to the spirit world and acknowledge that existence, because it is real. The spirit world is very real. We're in the third dimension right now, but there are 12 dimensions out there. The 12th dimension is the prime source. So acknowledge that fact and just kind of let yourself explore and be open up to the possibilities that, you might be into the mediumship realm. I did pick up a little bit of heartburn in my, in my third chakra, as I do feel the chakra energies as well. So a little bit of a heartburn, a little bit of a hesitation, from your part, but, from a physicality standpoint, everything is good with you, but, from a spiritual and emotional standpoint, your guides and your angels just want you to, just reduce your skepticism. And go back to when you were 4 or 5 years old, when you were innocent, and you didn't have anybody filtering information to you in their own bias, and just realize that, hey, the world, my world is open up to possibilities. Let me explore it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. It's just I try too hard to open myself up, and I'm getting a blank.
You know what? And truth be told, trying too hard, that's not a problem. I just lied. It is a problem, but it's not a problem. It's like handing the lumberjack. A handsaw or a chainsaw, and say, I want this tree cut down in 3 seconds. And you take away the chainsaw from him. And he's like, well, what the heck? So, realize that you have the power and the ability. It's not a gift, it's an ability. You have the ability to do exactly what you want to do from a mediumship standpoint. Just let yourself go, lower your defenses a little bit and say, yes, Andy, yes. This is exactly what I want to do. So that's all I've got. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, that's really good. I didn't know if Jan, did you want to chime in at all, or are you just going to sit in the chair and have your...
have my long...
your cocoa.
Well,
your oval tea.
My cocoa. But I can't even have cocoa.
Oh, honey, that's horrible.
So I'll just have water. And that's fine. And I do. I have a big glass of water here with a straw. So, actually, Sandy, when you first came on, I did see a green parrot. Can you actually? It's right here. It's right here. It's a green parrot. So that's
okay.
The animal I see. That's the animal I see for you. And just to give you a short little thing about the parrot, parrot likes to mimic, and is a brilliant communicator. They communicate very well. They're very they know how to communicate with all kinds of different elements and people, and that's what they represent. And they also can assist in diplomacy and stuff. So you have a very nice animal around you, and your energy feels really nice to me. I love this. It's a lime green color. And I think you're really brave to call and find out what this is all about. So I think it's fantastic. And I hope that you enjoyed it.
Okay. And I will tell you, the one person that said Samuel, that's my nephew's name, my great nephew's name.
Okay. Is he crossed?
Does he what?
Is he in this world or has he crossed?
Oh, he's in this world. He's maybe five.
Okay, we'll find out, because along with him, along with that name, came the sign of Aries and the number 10. And there was a circle around those three things. So that means to me they're tied together. So that's really cool. Samuel. Oh, I love it. Thank you. That's a nice validation. And I wanted to say, too, Sandy, just a little, it's like skepticism is welcome, and healthy skepticism is necessary. And a little rule of thumb is keep an open mind, but not so open that your brain falls out, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're so glad you called, you know, and we're so glad we got a chance to just show you a bit of what we do. Follow your gut. If something doesn't feel right, don't work with that person. And if they feel good with you, see where they can take you. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And call back, and if you want to, like, let us know how it's going, we'd love to hear from you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Sandy, thank you so much. And we're going to move on to, oh, wait a minute. Where are we? I am so lost. 347. There we go. Do you want to get that, Jan?
Sure.
Yeah, you, Jan, you should push buttons all the time. You're really good at it.
Hi.
Are you there?
Hi there.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
How
did we get your name?
I'm good, thank you. My name is Tanika.
Tanika, oh, hi. We've had you before. I think.
What?
You've been on before?
I don't think so.
You don't remember? Okay. We may just have someone of the same name, but welcome, Tanika. We're glad to have you. Did you have a question for us?
Yes, I wanted to hear about any changes you guys saw for my life coming up as far as love life or with moving or career. Just any changes you see.
Okay. So, Lori, you want to pull a card there for Tanika?
Yes, I will. Hi, Tanika. This is Lori.
Hi.
The card that I pulled from you from my deck is the purification card, and it's the white rose. And this card is showing plenty. I mean, it's all white, which is a pure color. And what it's saying is by purifying your life of negative people, places, and experiences, you attain true peace. So whatever you're going through at this time, you know, try to eliminate all that, you know, and keep that balance. And especially right now, through the new moon, it's all about balance. I'm going to turn you over to Lynn.
Okay. Sue, are you able to just go before me? I'm still scribbling here. Are you in any shape to?
I can.
I'm sorry to make you. Yeah, sorry, baby.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Thanks, Sue.
Hi, Tika. This is Sue.
Hi.
I am getting a message through from Archangel Ariel, and she's saying that your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. So whatever it is that you have been putting on the back burner that you have been thinking about for a long time but you have not put into action, now is the time. So if it's the new job that you've been seeking, now's the time to really put all your energy into that. If it's a move that you're, whatever the change is that you are looking for in your life, you have to be very, very specific on what it is and call on Archangel Ariel, because she's there to guide you. And right now is the perfect time to step forward and actually manifest your dreams. So whatever it is, don't keep saying, well, I wish I could, maybe I should, I think I might, do it. But putting it off and do it. And everything is going to go fantastic for you. And have you been dealing with a bad relationship recently?
I have in the past, and I still think about that person, and right now I'm involved sort of with someone, but I don't really care for them as much as they care for me. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know if it's even good for me.
Okay, right now is the time for you to put your heart first and to heal. If your heart is not completely into it, get out of it. It's not going to do you any good. But you need to heal your heart completely before you're going to be open for another relationship.
Right.
So call on the angels and your spirit guides, God, whatever it is that you believe in, to help you through this time, and put yourself first. Mend your heart, and then you can share your heart. Until it's mended, you cannot share it. And that's what I have for you, hon. So I'm going to pass you over to Lynn if she's ready.
Oh, yeah, I am. Thank you, Sue. That was just what I needed. Hi, Tanika. Is it Tanika or Tamika?
Tanika with an N.
N as in Nancy?
Yeah.
All righty. There. Okay, I'm not going to call you by the wrong name. All right, the first image that, well, actually, before that comes to my mind, it's a book. You don't have to know the book, but at the ending of this book, a woman who's been kept in captivity for a really long time, is the door is opened and she's allowed to go, but she has been in captivity for so long that she can't go out the door. And it's a really sad story. It's called The Collector by John Fowles, if anyone wants to read it. It's. I also see a box, and I see a figure in that box. And I think that's you, Tanika. The door's open to the box, but your back is turned and you're not looking at the exit. You're looking at all the other walls. And if you just turn around, there's an exit for you. It feels like the box represents your ties to the past. You're not letting go. So you can't move forward if you don't let go, because it's like a box holding you there. And that door is open, though. It's like an energetic captivity, and you have the power. Just walk out the door, and it would be a really positive change for you. Yeah, just staying in the box, you don't need to. And I'm getting a name, but I can't make out. It's like, it sounds like Tegan, but it's not. Like, it's T-E-G something. So I'll leave that with you. Like, the closest I can come is Tegan, but it's not Tegan. I'm really sorry. That's about as well as I can pull it through for you. And with that, I'm going to put it over to Ryan.
Hi, Tanika. This is Ryan. How you doing?
Good.
So I'm a little different than the ladies here. I feel energies, your energy fields and whatnot. And immediately when you called, and I'm resonating with everyone here, that my fourth chakra or your heart tinged a bit. Mm-hmm. It jumped, and then I got immediate stomach ache in my second and third chakras. So, and I think that all comes from, and the word boyfriend came into my mind from my spirit team. Mm-hmm. I channel my spirit team, as I call them, in the higher dimensions. And, they know everything. They see everything. Sometimes they give me words and phrases that I don't know what they mean, but I just kind of spit them out like a fool. And I just hope that people don't get offended by that. But you have to, along with what these ladies are saying, you have to, something in the past has happened. You're not quite over it yet. There's still a little bit of, I'm hearing the word anger and resentment, and which creates the stomach ache with you. And your heart is, I wouldn't say it's broken, but your heart is not whole. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So what you need to do is they're telling me you have to release that, you have to release those, and those are all negative emotions. You have to release those negative emotions of hatred. Hatred is a strong word to use. I'll use the word hatred because I can barely talk English. your anger, you're just like, it, boy, sometimes you're so angry you want to pick up your house and move it over an inch. So what happened in the past, just realize that the spirit world is the now. There is no past, present, or future. It's now. Mm-hmm. So you have to realize that whatever happened in the past is what it is. It's the past. So you have to try to figure out how to move forward and process those emotions. You know, I can tell you that when I got married, 20 years ago, something like that, I accidentally ate the last piece of my wife's wedding cake, and she's never gotten over that. So, I'm like, are you kidding me? You're still mad at that? That was 20 years ago. So, you're a beautiful soul, a beautiful spirit. Like, I'm picking up on your energy field, and I can tell you that do yourself a solid, do yourself a favor, and move on and realize that things are going to work out for you the way you want them to your highest good. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You're still. I can still pick up on your energies. You're a little apprehensive there, sweetheart.
It's just like I haven't had many good things happen to me, especially particularly in love. So I'm just kind of flattened as far as even being hopeful about it again for the future.
Well, you're trying too hard. That's the issue. Just let them come to you. You do what Tanika does best every day. You do your best. You be your best, and it'll be like a magnet. Okay, they're gonna come to you, and then you can use your discernment from there. So don't try too hard. The universe will take care of you. Just all you have to do is ask, and it so is written, so is done. So all right, that's all I've got.
Okay.
And Tanika, Sue had a little something extra to give you, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Tanika. I have a couple of little exercises for you to do. The first thing that I want you to do is every time you go by a mirror, I want you to stop and look in that mirror and say, I love you. You are good enough. You cannot be loved by someone else if you don't love yourself. And you have so much doubt and anxiety going on right now. You have to love yourself first, hon. And I have a little bit of a chakra clearing exercise if you would like to do that real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be open to that?
Yes.
Okay, just close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And picture a warm gold, bright, shiny gold liquid flowing down your head, all through your whole body, going down to your third eye, right down the center of your body, reaching every chakra, and going out through your arms and down through your legs. Feel the warmth go through your body, and picture all your energy points of your chakra coming back into alignment and growing stronger as the fluid flows through you. And take a deep breath, pulling in all the positive energy, and blow out all the negative and release it to the universe. And I hope that helped you, hon.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Jen's optional. If you want to pass on this, that's okay. And if you want to pick anything else,
I did. Tanika, when you were talking, thanks, Lynn, for asking. It just, you know, when you start talking, the animals start coming through. I see them for everybody too who is talking. And I saw this turtle for you, Tanika. And it's in water. It's a water turtle. It's not a land tortoise. It's a turtle in the water. And what it felt like to me is that you need to get in some water maybe and go swimming and just feel the buoyancy and the floating and just kind of lighten up and let yourself be taken away a little bit by the water and just relax and have some fun. And the turtle here said, you're going much too fast for too long. So slow down and pace yourself. And take time to nurture yourself and simply observe and feel your emotions. This is a period of sensitivity. And spend a few hours or longer in meditation and away from people. And it's also a time to be creative, too. You might want to get back or be into, you know, some creative things. That really helps a lot of emotional stuff. It does for me anyway. And so I just wanted to give you that and send you off with the turtle and take good care of yourself and get in some water if you feel like it.
Thank you.
That water's a really good amplifier, actually. Spirit can, it's one of the best amplifiers. So, Tanika, I hope that helped you. And, you know, as always, if you want to call back, let us know how things are going. We'd love to hear from you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Tanika. Don't be so hard on yourself, honey. It's going to be fine. It really is, okay? Just believe in yourself, you know? And those exercises Sue gave you, keep working on those, okay? They'll help. Okay, lovey?
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right. Have a beautiful night, Tanika. Love and light to you.
Thank you. You too.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Moving on to our next caller. I believe it's 954, eh, Jen?
Here we go. 954, you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. This is Mary calling.
Oh, hi, Mary. Hi.
Hey. I just wanted to see what you have for me this evening.
Okay. All righty. Well, we'll start off with a card pulled by Lori, I think, eh?
Yes. Hi, Mary. The card that I pulled for you is saying, become the true you. The color that stands out in this card is a lot of red. And that could be, you know, a lot of, like, passion within yourself. And what this card is saying is to show the world who you really are and what you were born to do. So if you have any skills or talents or anything, share them to the world. That's how I'm saying, you know, what this card means. Be the true you. Don't hold back. And that's basically what I got for you. And so I will pass you over to the next person, which I think will be Lynn.
Okay.
Okay. Mary, I'm getting a little cartoon of a very small dog. Like a little, a cute little fuzzball, I guess is the way I could describe it. Is their dog crossed for you?
Oh, yeah, I had a dog similar to that, like a Yorkie. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like that. The, it's a little dog, and it's like one of those dogs that are so cute it should be illegal kind of thing. You just,
yeah,
you know, you got to be licensed to be that cute sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah, this is a very cute little dog. And the tail in my, I can feel the tail wagging in my heart, if that makes any sense, right? It's going wappita, wappita, wappita in my heart. And it's, the message comes through, you knew the best cookies, thank you, Mom, sort of thing. You always knew the best cookies. You gave me the best cookies, and that's the message that's coming through. But it's the tail. I can feel it whapping in my heart just like crazy. It's, that's just the neatest feeling. And that's what I'm getting for you, Mary. So.
Oh. Okay.
Was there a thing about cookies? Did you have a special cookie for this little guy?
Not that I can think of, no.
I'm seeing like a specially made little teeny weeny, like a milk bone or something. Made for a
long time, I don't know.
Okay. Well, this guy liked your cookies, liked the cookies you gave him, so, or her, I don't know. Is it a he or a she?
A she.
Okay. Well, whatever you were getting cookie-wise, they loved it and they were thanking you, but it's the whap, whap, whap in the heart that I'm feeling. That tail's just going like crazy. So,
maybe
I think your little dog's still around you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I wonder,
yeah?
Maybe
okay.
It symbolizes something. I don't know.
Well, we could maybe ask Jan, like, if that's a totem thing that's coming through, because sometimes we kind of get each other's messages mixed up. So,
okay.
But I am definitely getting, like, this doggy just whacking, the tail's just going 90 miles an hour. And I just think you're just getting a blast of love from this little dude. So,
okay.
Right. And who's next? It would be Ryan. No, Sue. Sorry, Sue. I'm all confused.
Hey, Mary, this is Sue.
Hi.
I'm getting a couple of different messages for you tonight. Have you been seeing different symbols or signs around you, maybe flashing lights or coins appearing, feathers, butterflies, something out of the norm that you don't always see?
The only thing that comes to my mind is maybe one particular bird singing very loudly, almost like it's springtime, and it really isn't. It's just very hot where I'm at. And it'll stay on this particular post for a very long time and sing louder than any other singing bird. It's just like, pay attention to me. I've got a message or something, you know, just a little more unusual this than just the regular birds just singing, you know, as they do. One particular one with a loud song.
Okay, because I'm picking up signs and symbols for spirituality. So that bird is there to let you know that you are either going through or going to be going through very, very soon a big spiritual growth. And it is also bringing through a message from a past loved one. I pulled a card because I wasn't understanding the messages I was getting. And the card I pulled is from Archangel Samuel. And he is saying, I am helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. So there's someone on the other side that you had a very, very strong, close relationship with. And they are there with you all the time. and trying to get your attention, and they are part of this big spiritual growth that you're going to be going through.
Okay.
And take advantage right now, too, of everything that's going on in the universe with all this extra energy, with the new moon and the meteors and all of that that's going on. Pull the energy from that to help with your spiritual journey and to communicate. I'm getting a male figure, but I'm also getting a female figure. So this is really, really confusing to me. I don't know if maybe you had two people that you were extremely close to that passed that you try to talk to, or that they're bringing the messages through. But a male is coming through strong, and a female is right by his side.
Yeah, it could be
my
parents.
So it could be a husband and wife, a brother and sister. I'm really not sure. But pay attention to the bird and any other little signs that are coming through. Because those are messages from the other side, and also, like I said, about your spiritual growth. There's going to be so much coming through for you. And you're really going to...
You mean like developing in sort of a psychic way more so than I am, or...
That's entirely possible.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. Do you hear things? You hear messages or voices?
From time to time, I'll hear somebody say something, or I'll hear a song that I can relate to at a particular time.
Hey, those are your signs and your symbols.
Numbers come through.
Pay real close attention to those. And when you do hear something, acknowledge it.
Yeah.
The more you acknowledge, the more you practice, the more it's going to come through.
Right. I heard my aunts give me a message back in July, and I'm still waiting to see if it manifests, to check the validity of it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, just that's it's really, like I said, it's really confusing to me because there's a male, but then there's a female that comes through, and lots of signs and symbols. So just really pay close attention to that, okay?
I will. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. And I'm going to pass you over to Ryan.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, Mary. How you doing?
Hey, Ryan.
I'm a little different. I pick up on energies, I have to say that the ladies here stole my thunder. I don't have much to say other than the fact that what Sue is saying and what everyone else is saying is absolutely correct. Don't take this the wrong way, because my spirit team calls a spade a spade. My sixth chakra, my pineal gland, my third eye, whatever you want to call it, got an instant headache. I hear the word hesitant. You are born to be a medium, okay?
Yeah.
You are, but you're hesitant and you're resisting it. So all those things that you're hearing and feeling are the spirits from the other side, from the fifth dimension and higher, which is anything from the fifth dimension to higher is all light. All light beings, they are trying to nudge you to explore your mediumship abilities. So, but the issue here is that for whatever reason, you're kind of resisting it on a super, I should say super conscious, on a subconscious level, you're kind of resisting it. So, like I said, they stole all my thunder. I was chomping at the bit here, thinking, okay, I can't up them. But what I'm but what I'm picking up on, the biggest word I picked up on was hesitant. So nothing else. All your other chakras are good. I wasn't picking up on anything, but my third eye got really hot when I was listening to you, and that's
I'm always trying to develop. I try to stay open. I'm trying to listen. I don't think I'm getting as many messages as I was. I wish I was getting more, but I've been pretty busy, so I don't know. I'm busy and tired.
Well,
maybe that's why.
Well, do yourself a favor and give yourself maybe, I don't know, they're telling me 20 minutes of me, quote-unquote me, Mary time, where you're not interrupted, and you just lie in bed, and maybe you listen to some soft music, and you stare at the ceiling, whatever, and you just let your eyes go into double vision, and you relax, and you listen for those soft voices. And then you let your, and before you know it, you're gonna start to hear stuff and see stuff, and forget about everything that you've ever known in the past. Like Sue was saying, all these voices that you're hearing, those are people that are just knocking on your door and saying, "Hey, Mary, wake up! You have this ability. Just meditate for 20 minutes every night before you go to bed, and it will come to you, because that's what's in your heart's desire, actually."
Yes, I believe that. Mm-hmm.
It's in your heart's desire. I mean, everyone's born with abilities. It's just a matter of if that's what you want. And if you say, "I never have time to do this, that, or the other thing," then you won't make time for it. So, I have a feeling that just let yourself explore this. And just know that, your third eye is not rusted shut. It just needs to be opened up a little bit more. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's about right.
Are you sure? 'Cause...
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true. Yeah, I haven't been around as many people that are in that realm as I used to in my past. And so maybe it doesn't come out as much, but I used to be more involved with spiritual people. Maybe that's why I'm not, usually it rubs off.
Okay. Well, just know that everyone is different in their own abilities, and you have the, your third eye is opening up, and just accept it and listen to the spirit world, and all should be good for you. So in your heart's desire, and I know what you want. So you just have to just say, "Ooh, sigh," and let it be, let it unfold. And your guides and your angels will make it happen for you at the pace that is right for you.
Okay.
In other words, tomorrow you're not going to be, a magical medium or whatever, but it will open up for you at a time and pace that's right for you. So thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right, for the
round. Oh, it was great, Ryan. No, good. Jan, did you want to add anything?
I do, and just a little bit. I loved the other animals that was being seen for Mary, and I also saw, to add with it, a cat for you, Mary.
Yeah, I got to get them around in spirit and physical.
Okay.
Both.
Right. Yeah, because the cat kept coming in. Every time you talked, the cat would show up. So definitely that's probably why. And they always, and Kat is also very much into magic and mystery and intuition. And so they represent this type of work. And a lot of people have cats who, that they're their, what do you call them? I have one. I actually do have
familiar?
One that, yeah.
Familiar?
And,
yeah.
I have one that's named Spirit. He's very,
oh, you do? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have two all together. But I've had cats all my life, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and also cat represents, moving gracefully and naturally, and also they are able to land on their feet when things happen. If trouble happens, they will always end up landing on their feet. So, and also they're very independent. So, anyway, I want to leave that with you, with the cat, and that makes.
I'm missing one actually. One ran away in May, and I haven't found them. Somebody thought they knew him,
He's the one who got scared away.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got scared, Mary.
Right, you're right. He got spooked.
Yeah. Remember when I was saying to you he's food surfing and he's fine. Like he's got about three homes that like everybody thinks he's their cat, but he's still living off like three different homes.
Is he still in my neighborhood? Still close by somewhere?
I'm still I still see that place, that house I described to you in a reading before.
Remember that?
It's like a
corner
house.
And I had a call that somebody saw him behind his store, and they said they'd keep an eye out. If they find him, they would catch him, but I haven't heard anymore.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. He's living the life of Riley, as far as I can feel, okay? And I feel like he's got three homes. He's sort of like, there's, Spot, and then he goes to the next one. There's Charlie, and the next one.
I had a cat like that one time that went up and down the neighborhood, and one of the people actually had a leg operated on for a cyst, and then they realized, I had a poster up, they realized it was my cat, and they brought him home after the surgery, which was wonderful. I had him a long time. But I didn't realize he had so many benefactors.
I still feel like such a life force. He's okay. He's, like, doing okay. It's not a thing if he doesn't love you. He just doesn't know how to get back. Like there was an explosion or something that scared him.
Street-wise, he didn't know. He's never been out, so.
Yeah. But, love the ones you've got and know he's fine. And, I mean, everybody... Like, none of us gets out of this alive, so he'll live out his life probably with too much weight and not to worry. Just keep looking out for the ones that come to you. You'll probably have more coming
to you. I was trying to resist taking in any more, truthfully.
Oh, lots of luck with that. You're not going to...
I'm very, very tense,
you're not going
to
get off that lightly, Mary.
Take care of so many things and do so many things.
I know.
But, I wouldn't probably be able to give them the time they deserve and care.
Well, cats
are
pretty selfish.
Two is enough.
Well, anyway, don't worry. And, keep on working on your abilities. It's everybody can develop, for sure, and you should do. All right. So I think we're going to
thank all
of
you, and I hope you have a very nice evening.
Oh, have a wonderful night, Mary. Thank you for calling, and we love hearing from you, so call back again, okay?
And just one more thing, Mary. I just want to ask you one thing. The cat that I'm seeing, one is really fluffy.
That's the one that ran away.
Okay.
Big.
Okay.
Real big. He was beautiful. Gray and white.
I see gray colors in this cat. Okay, and then there's another cat that I see that's tan and white too, or black or something.
I had one like that, but he's in spirit.
Okay.
Orange and white.
Yes. Oh, good. Okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to let you know.
I have a lightish brown tabby, so it's mixed with tan. Yeah.
Okay.
I've had
all right,
colors. Then. I like the black and the orange, I think, probably the best, and the tabby, those three.
Yeah. Well, I think they're cats that love you very much, and the one that ran away, too, because that's the first cat I saw was the tannish orange and white one, and then I saw the big fluffy one over and over. So.
Yeah, he was quite big. I mean, for a young cat, he was very big, and he was actually a large kitten. Huge.
Oh,
yes.
Alrighty.
Well,
okay, Mary, we're going to have to move on. We've got one more caller we have to get to. So have a beautiful night, and don't worry about that guy. He's doing great. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
It helps me.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay. We've got one more caller. And that
305.
Gee, that was quick. All right, well, we'll get to as many as we can. We'll see how we do. How do we think? 305, I think,
Okay. Hi, welcome to the show, 305.
Hi, my name is Deanna, and I wanted to say something to Lori.
Hi.
Are you there, Lori? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
No way.
Thank you.
It's a couple days away. It's a few days away, but I won't get the chance to say hello to Lori. So when I saw that you were broadcasting, I said, this is my chance.
Well, thank you.
How sweet.
You're welcome. And how wonderful this year has been. How wonderful this year has been. So I hope next year for you is marvelous, satisfactory, cheerful, everything.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I'm listening to your wisdom.
Do you have a question, Deanna, that you'd like to ask, or just something general?
General, because it would be too many questions. So, what you see, what you feel, who you perceive, anything.
Okay. Okay, Lori, would you start us off?
Yes. Okay, the card that I pulled for you is the Unity card, Kitty. And this is showing the hibiscus flower, beautiful red gold flower. I can't hardly read it. It says, your spirituality connected to everyone through God. Use this sacred bond to heal family, friends, and yourself. And that does apply to you. You're a wonderful person.
No, that's very nice of you. I was just reading your post about the cats. And I picked my cat, and then goes Jan talking about a cat. And I said, well, this is very synchronistic. And I love hibiscus. I'm in Florida, and we got those hibiscus. And I usually use those in the little icons when I'm writing on Facebook. Those little emojis, I always use that.
Right.
I'm going to ask you to write it out for me one day, if you have a chance, or tell me where to find that.
Where to find what?
The reading again, because at two parts you sort of cut out, or at least I didn't hear clearly. So I could not hear what you think applies to me.
Oh, okay. You didn't hear the description of the card?
Not the last part of it, no.
Oh, okay. Let me reread it. I'm sorry. It says...
No, it's okay. You're sorry to be so...
Yeah.
You know.
It says here, I'll read it again. It says, you're spiritually connected to everyone through God. Use the sacred bond to heal family, friends, and yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm definitely spiritually connected. I would love to be practically connected, but the spirit is great. Spirit is great.
And the color red. The color red.
Do you think I should wear it this week?
Yes. This is fall, so that color is very appropriate for fall.
You know, I have a few red things, but I never wear them because they're so attention-calling. And I know you love red. I know you love a red car. But but I'm always, like, shying away from red. Maybe I should wear it below where it's not seen, but where I know it is.
Right. Well, just think outside the box a little bit, you know, and try it on and, you know, maybe put it with another color that kind of softens it down, or some jewelry that helps soften it down a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to not like red either, but I'm wearing it more and more.
Oh, I love it. I just don't like it on me because it just you know, get your eyes perceive it right away. So I sort of shy away from that. But no, I love the color. I think people, when I see people dressed in red, it's just magical. It's magnetic.
Right, right. Well, you might surprise yourself, you know.
I will take your advice, Lori. I will take your advice.
Okay, I'm going to pass you over to Lynn.
Thank you very much. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Deanna. How are you? What
happy.
I'm getting is... Hello? Oh, you're happy. I know you have such a happy spirit feeling to you. And I love that. Keep going that. It's really good for you. I'm having a bit of a fuzzy time here. So do you have a family friend who has crossed, who was like a priest or a spiritual, like a pastor or a priest or something like that? Can you?
No, I can't think of anyone.
Okay, then this is not coming through for you. And I'm really sorry. I'm going to have to give it a pass.
No, no, it's
I'm
okay.
Getting...
I'd say maybe it's Edgar Cayce, you know, but not someone I knew in my lifetime. Maybe someone is trying to inspire me.
Okay, well, see, I'm getting like, it feels like a Catholic priest, okay? And Father, I can't get this word. It's like Thayer or like I first wrote down Taylor, but that didn't work. It's like Thayer or it's, I'm not sure. Anyway, it's very much like a figure, like a spiritual leader figure. And I just don't think it's coming for you. And I'm really sorry, Deanna. I may be picking it up for someone else.
That's okay, Liz.
Yeah. Well, maybe my wires are crossed or something. I'm really sorry, love, but I'll put you over to Sue. Maybe she's got something.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bless you.
All
well,
right,
your
bless
name
you
is
too,
almost
though.
Like bless you, right? Almost.
Yeah, no kidding, eh? It's a weird name from England.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Deanna. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I am getting
I also read you sometimes. I mean, in Facebook, when you make comments.
Okay.
Unless you're a different Sue.
No, it might be.
Okay.
Sue Fields Delamonte.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm Titi Deanna Beatriz.
Okay. All right, what I'm getting for you, hon, is that you need to prioritize more.
Yeah.
And you need to focus on what is best for you.
Yes.
So, and keep yourself surrounded with positive energy. Keep the negative energy away. You're letting too much negative energy in, and it's affecting your thought process.
Mhm. Definitely.
But you need to concentrate on you and get rid of all the garbage that keeps coming around you. It's someone that keeps bringing you down, either tell them, hey, you really got to stop with all the negativity or completely remove yourself from the situation. But get your priorities, you know, line up, write them down even, what's important to you, and then put them in order of importance and really pay attention to the most important things on that list. Focus on them.
Thank you.
And whatever it is that you have been thinking about doing that you keep pushing to the back of your mind, do it. Move forward.
Thank you.
Don't doubt yourself. You're strong enough and you're good enough to do it. So don't let those little, maybe I shouldn't, maybe someday. Move forward. It's one important.
I hesitate. Yeah, I hesitate at everything.
Don't.
So you're right.
Yeah. Don't. Try meditating more. Maybe burn a couple of candles, whatever color. It doesn't matter what color because it's all in the intention. focus on the flame on the candle and just focus on you. Quit putting everybody else first and putting you second. And I know how hard that is because I've done that for so many, many, many years. And when you start putting yourself first, you're going to feel very, very selfish. But it's not selfish. So that's one of the negative things that you have to push aside. And anybody that is there, I keep getting all this negative energy surrounding you, not from you, but around you. Put a stop to it now. It's not worth your time, your effort, your energy. You're better than that.
Other than the meditation and maybe burning some sage, which I have right in front of me, do I cut my own cords or what can I do to stop this negative energy? It's been, it was sent to me, but it was sent to me a long time ago and I haven't been able to rid myself of it.
The reason that you can't rid yourself of it is because you believe in it. So burn a white candle or whatever you want to burn. Go outside with all this energy in the universe right now, the meteors and the new moon and everything, and completely release it. If you do not give it life, can't survive. As long as you believe that this negative energy has been put on you, you're giving it life. Don't. It's like a fire. If you don't keep putting wood on it, the fire is going to burn out. As long as you keep believing in that negative energy, you're feeding the fire. Throw water on it. Do whatever you need to do. And I will tell you a little bit, if you burn sage to smudge your house, you also have to burn something else. A lot of people don't understand that when you smudge to remove the negative energy, you are removing the negative energy, but then you're leaving a void in your energy field that can be refilled with negative energy. So if you burn the sage, burn something else either right after it or along with it. So you remove the negative energy, but then you fill that empty space with positive energy.
So, Sue, if I light the candle and I keep the candle going and a large bar of incense alongside with the sage, that would work?
Yes, it will. I do frankincense and myrrh only because I don't like the smell of sage. So
I don't have myrrh, but I can't seem to get that charcoal going. So I'm going to do this very nice thick incense, which is really nice.
That will work.
I'll try to do that tonight.
That will work.
Thank you very much.
You are very welcome, hon, but just please focus on yourself with the negative energy, too. If you surround yourself, completely surround yourself with mirrors facing outward, so you're looking at the back of the mirror, the negative energy will hit the front of the mirror and bounce back off. It will not get to you.
All right.
So surround yourself in a bubble of white light and then put mirrors all the way around it. And just throw water on that energy from the past. Wash your hands. Be done with it. Don't give it life.
Thank you, Sue.
You are very welcome. And I'm going to pass over to Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, Deanna. How you doing?
Happy to talk to you.
What's that?
Happy to talk to you.
Oh, I am. And I'm happy to talk to you, too. I don't know if I have any much more to add. Sue and everyone else, they were fan-dan-tabulous, if that's the word.
Yes, sir.
The one thing that I was picking up on in your energy field is chronic stomach aches and diet. I wrote this down as I was listening to you. Chronic stomach aches and diet.
Do you happen to eat a lot of breads or pastas or carbohydrates or cookies or whatnot, or, you know, bagels or stuff like that?
No, actually, no. And thank goodness I haven't had stomach aches. More than that, I would have a backache. Because I've had, you know, life hits, what you call, you know, you get hit from here and there. But just actually not being strong on my feet.
Okay.
But
the reason why
no
I bring up the diet. Oh, okay. Yeah. And the reason why I bring up the diet is and the stomach aches is because the spirit is timeless. So maybe this was back in the past. You've already given it up. So it sounds like you've already resolved that.
Yeah.
Okay,
when
so
I was 20,
like
it was awful. When I was 20, I had terrible stomach aches.
Like I said, spirit is timeless. They're in the now. I what I was picking up on may have been very, very old news to you, so I apologize for that, but that's what they wrote to me. But it sounds like you're on the ball with that. The other thing, and what Sue was mentioning was, you know, when there are negative energies in your body, it's very, very important to backfill them with positive energies. So what you need, failing everything else, if it doesn't work for you, what you would need is a healer. And you can go to, I don't know if you, are you familiar with the, I don't mean to drop names on the radio show here, but are you familiar with the Challenging Eric by any chance, or Challenging Eric medium?
I'm sorry. Am I familiar with the something and then the word disappeared? Channeling something?
I was just curious if you were familiar with the website Channeling Eric Mediums.
Yes. MEDHUS. I'm not familiar with the website, but I've heard the mother speak a couple times. Once with Renee. So
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what you need, what you should do is you should go on that website and find a healer that resonates with you and get yourself all squared away. Because I guess the last thing is when it comes to healing someone, I like to use the analogy of you're sitting on your back on your back porch, you're looking at the lawn, you see this big dead oak tree, it's just an eyesore, it's gonna fall over. So what you have to do is you have to hire someone to go out and cut that tree down, right?
Right.
But you've got beautiful, luscious lawn everywhere. So what they do is you call the lumberjack over, they cut that tree down. But what happens is after they cut that tree down, they grind the stump and they try to exercise it out of the lawn, it creates a big hole and a big mess, right?
Yeah.
So that's the negative energies that have left your body, is that big hole and that big mess. What you want is to have that backfilled. So, you know, what you have to do from a spiritual standpoint is you have to put nutrient-rich topsoil in there. You have to put the grass seed in there. You have to put the hay down. You have to water it. So the next year, it's as if the tree never existed, because all you see now is a beautiful, luscious lawn because it was backfilled with positive energies, like Sue was saying. So, find yourself a good healer and that resonates with you and get yourself all squared away, and I think you should be good to go.
Thank you very much. You know, we just had Irma here last month, and we had big trees around everywhere falling down, so your visual was great. It made me understand it better. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh,
Ryan.
You're welcome.
That's so lovely, Deanna. We're running out of time, so Jan has an animal for you that she's going to send you a message. Okay, she'll send you that on Facebook, I guess. And real quick, because we're running out of time. So, Ryan, your website, please?
Yes, my website is www.healingsthroughspirit.com. That's www.healingsthroughspirit.com.
Okay, Jan, go.
Okay, it's www.wefindourway.com.
Perfect. Lori?
You caught me off guard. Catch me on Facebook.
Okay, http://lauriconnell.wixsite.com/empathyunlimited. And also
thank
Facebook.
You.
Yeah, and mine is http://lbleasdale.wixsite.com/lynn. And I think that's it for us tonight. Have a beautiful night.
Beautiful night. Lots of energy.
Oh, we're still on the air. I couldn't tell. I'm bringing in
great
that music.
Song.
We'll float out on that, and thank you all for calling in. We really appreciate everybody. That's all.
Thank you.